Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. B.
What's up? Good morning, everyone, or whatever time of day it is for you. This is Dr. Chiselle Bonner, and you're joining me for the Random Thoughts Podcast. So, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee changed its eligibility rules on Monday to comply with an executive order from President Trump to bar trans women from competing in the women's category in sports. Now, first, I want to make it clear that all people, regardless of sexual identity, race, religion, creed, socioeconomic status, or anything of the like, deserve equal rights, period. That being said, I do understand the concern of those born with XX chromosome, i.e. cis women, being concerned about having to compete with those born with XY chromosomes, either trans women or cis men. Unfortunately, one cannot change their genetic makeup, and those born XY at times genetically can have more muscle mass, which may give an unfair advantage when it comes to competition, or can be perceived as an unfair advantage when it comes to competition. One that certain cis women might find unfair, which truly, regardless of your belief, it can be understandable. However, seeing that most women leagues were actually created by men because women won their competitions, the solution to me seems twofold. I think there's definitely a way to appease cis women who might not want to compete with their trans female counterparts, as well as giving our trans females an opportunity to appropriately compete in their category and who they would like to compete against. So one, I think we should create a trans league. I think for trans, a trans league divided for trans women and trans men and non-binary and gender fluid people can choose whether they want to compete with, where if they would like to compete in the trans league or if they would like to compete with the category that correlates with their chromosomal identity. So look at it at the base, right? At the base, there is the women's league, the men's league, the trans women's league, the trans male league, right? That's the base. Now above that, a unifying unisex league where competitors from all leagues, women, men, trans women, trans men, can compete without the constraints of gender identity. Yeah, so those who just want to compete against other trans men can, and those who want to compete against other cis women can, and those who want to dominate can have the opportunity to compete against everyone. I think by forcing trans men to compete in the male category, the current solution does to trans men what it says it is trying to avoid with cis women. So that's my solution as stated above. Now I'm sure there are other solutions that satisfy everyone, but this was the easiest one I could think of. And ultimately, sometimes I think it's important to put ourselves in the shoe of others in order to find the closest compromise. No one wants to feel like they're not being considered or that their identity is not seen or valued. As best said by Mr. Rogers,
let's take care of ourselves and each other.